الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما المؤمنون الذين ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected elders and brothers, there are few things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the qualities which we have in us, which Allah does not like. In this world also, we do certain things to impress people. And if that person does not like those things, you make sure you don't do those things. We show so much importance that we try our level best not to do those things which the person is unhappy. But the most important thing is to keep happy is Allah and no one else. But there's few qualities which Allah Ta'ala mentions that a person does not have in him, is not supposed to have in him. And if he has those qualities, then he becomes from those people who Allah is most unhappy with. The first quality is a person who is a rich person but is a miser. A miser. A stingy person. In Islam, the worst thing, a worst quality a person will have in him is to be a miser. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created kufr, he created stinginess, miserness. But when he created iman, he brought about generosity, to be generous, to be kind, to be big-hearted. So just imagine this so-called stinginess, to be a miser, which Allah Ta'ala, a person has the wealth and does not use it in the correct way. He holds it back against his family too. He does not use in the correct way. In that extent that the family becomes the problem for him, he says that no, he has all the means but does not spend on them. Where you saw a person, a wife, when she goes to shopping, when she comes back, the husband asks her, look, what's the list, how much you spent? Who did she spend on? She spent on the family. She bought for the family, she bought everything. How come you want every minute what you spend, how you spend? What you trying to do? Where in the hadith, it's so important that you can spend outside, but it's more rewarding to spend in the house. Man can spend any amount outside, is not so important as to spend for your own family. So the first person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like is a person Allah gave him. He must not be an extravagant person. In the Quran is mentioned very clearly that do not be an extravagant person. Not extravagance. Extravagance Allah does not accept. Do not hold so much to, and do not go and give so much that you got nothing to. So in every way you must be moderate. But that person who holds back, especially for his family, and does not spend on that person, Allah does not like that person. Many a time the person spends a lot outside giving charity, giving all kind of things. But he holds back when it comes to family, he does not realize spending on the family is more rewarding than giving outside. So that is the first person. Second person, that person is a poor man, but he's got pride in him. He's got nothing by him. He's not owning anything. He has nothing on him. But yet he has pride in him. He walks with pride like he got everything. Allah does not like that. But does not mean that your person got wealthy must have pride. Pride is the worst sin. The biggest sin in this world, the greatest, the most dangerous sin is pride. If the pride, you got one iota of pride in you, you will not enter the Jannah, who said Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Only that person can have pride is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu al-kibir riyah of his samawat, you know. In other pride, but only with that person, he got some qualities in him, which he got in him. But if someone else gave you that quality, how can they have pride? If you got knowledge to do at the moment, you got very good knowledge on you, very knowledgeable, that knowledge Allah Ta'ala can take you tomorrow. Many a time the person get one stroke, a half of the Quran too. One stroke, he forgets the Quran, he cannot even read one word. So these things are in the control of Allah. If you are handsome, you are very handsome, that's not when you have pride. You've got money too, you cannot have pride, but that money tomorrow it can go away. Someone gave you that money, he'll take it away too. So this is the thing that Allah does not like. A poor man, he's got pride for what? Why should he walk with pride when he got nothing? He must show that he needs something. So that's the second person. And the third person, a learned person, but he's got greed in him. He does not value his knowledge. There is nothing more greater than knowledge. You can have everything, but if you don't have knowledge, you've got nothing. Remember one thing, you have all the money in the world, but you've got no knowledge, there's nothing. But if you've got knowledge, you've got everything. You got. But Allah Ta'ala does not like a learned person, whether it's alim or whoever it is. But the moment you got greed for world, that's why they say you have to be very careful. That how an alim has supposed to lead a life of that kind. That they must not search thing at the person, but think in his heart that this person got greed in him. Nowadays you find people, you know, performing nikah. Alhamdulillah, wa ulama do not do that. Some envelope must come there. Must give some envelope. You go to any function, you must give some envelope. Alhamdulillah, our ulama do not, Allah protect us all. But you find generally the alim goes, he goes to make one dua to, one envelope came away too. So what he's doing, he's selling all the dua to. He's selling his Quran to. He goes and go to one khatam to, in that khatam to, he bua fala give one nice envelope to. Say, hey, no, jazakallah, but the envelope is small, give me a bigger one. So what I'm trying to say, this is what Allah Ta'ala says, he does not like a person. In other words, it becomes, he got knowledge, but he got tamah in him, he's got greed in him. So that's the third one. The fourth one is this, mother, that person, that woman does not have shame in her. Does not have shame in her. Today, the position is today, the women got no shame today. If you wear a parda, the way you make a parda, that you don't, the person will not look 2 times at that person. Today the parda being worn of that kind, that the person look 2 times, who is that person? Before, the women should not make parda, but they should make parda because stay at home. They should not go out at all. Today they are wearing parda, but they are not making parda. The shame is gone. Before the early days, you look at our people, our mothers, they stayed at home, they never went out. They don't even go to the bazaar, they don't go to the coffee shop too. They haven't got time to go to anyone else besides they stayed at home. So if they'd made a parda, then that was true parda. But today's parda is like this, that the woman, the way she wears that parda when she walks, she wants everyone to admire her. What shame is that? Where the shame is gone? And then it's gone to that extent that the father and the mother are together now at home. They sit in a position, they look at the TV, look all the filth together, the girl, the boy, brother, the father and sister. In other words, the shame is already gone today. We have to say the truth, my dear friends. It is what's happening today. Those days are not like that. And the worst part, every woman got a cell phone in her hand. And who she's talking to? We don't know who she's talking, where the shame is. The father is sitting down there, but she's talking to someone else, not supposed to talk to. The husband is sitting next to the wife. She's talking to someone else. She forgot she got a husband next to her too. It went to that extent that one wife told the husband told, I want to get rid of the cell phone. She said, I cannot get rid of the cell phone, I can't get rid of you. The shame is gone to that. Allah Ta'ala does not like that. You want Allah to assist us. You want Allah Ta'ala to give barakah to us. Allah Ta'ala give izzat to us. Look into our own homes, let's forget everyone else. We are not here to point fingers at anyone. Point a finger at yourself, you'll find you come to realize how much you are guilty of it too. So Allah Ta'ala does not like that person. Then Allah Ta'ala does not like that poor, that old man whose leg is one leg in a grave, is still looking one love the world is in his heart. He's 80 years old, but he's busy with business all the time. Right to business, right to land. He wakes up with business. Sleep with business too. This is what, he's one leg in the grave. 80 years old, 90 years old. The only thing he talks about is money, 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 money. That's a life that is, Allah Ta'ala says, every time he says to, he thinks of money. He sleeps with money, he wakes up with money too. That kind of person, Allah does not like. There's a story, you know, there was a person, he loved money, so every time he loved money, he should dig the money and keep it one side. He kept the one side, but no one knows about that place in the mosque, he should do it. So one day, you know, he was a blind person. One day he came, he saw, no one is there, but there was someone there. And it so happened, he kept the money, he opened it, he looked at it, nicely, I got my money there, he closed it up again, he went away. This fellow saw it. He reckoned he took the money away. Now he's blind, he didn't see it. Just to show you what money can do. When you got love for money, when you become old age and you still got love for money. What's the meaning of that? The meaning of that when Malakul Maut will come to see you to at that time, say, please give me a chance, let me get rid of money. It so happened this month that but next some time ago when he came back and saw the age, my money is gone. The moment he said the money is gone, the love that he had for that money, he died straight away. He died straight away. The ulama have that time had to say that this money have to go in a grave with him. You cannot even give charity to that. I'm just trying to tell you, when you reach a certain age, still your eyes not opening. You see your grandchildren come in your life too. They're telling you now it's your turn to go. We're taking your place. No one doing that. Still you have so much greed, you got so much love for the world, so much of love for the world. You do not have the time to give charity at that time, like a person before I go further. Certain people not going to give charity at that time because of the love of the world. And the moment you pass it, now you're making all the charities, that thing not going to go to anyone. It reminds me of a friend of mine. I was very disappointed with him, but Allah Ta'ala knows best. Very good friend of mine. He led a life, very simple life, everything. It so happened that, you know, always borrowing money, but he gives the money back. And you'll think to yourself that this fellow is a small, broke Johnny. You know, nothing got by him. And the day he passed away, when they found what he balance he had 20 million by him. Not 1 million, 20 million. I was crying for that person. Ya Allah, this person is so nice person. If he gave all to charity, or a quarter of his charity to, how nice it would have been for him. Now he's gone to the wrong avenues. The wrong people. So old man also, love for the world. And he finds so many like that too. They find very difficult to give charity. Not at all. Yes, they give charity for a motive. You've got some reason, you know, I must give charity, and then this bala goes away. For that kind of thing they do. But when it comes to real charity, no one gives charity at all. Allah be your money, your father. We cannot talk, my dear friends, wealth is a very, very dangerous thing. So that one person, Allah, Nabi Karim, from said to, that he, Allah Ta'ala does not like. Then the next person, that person, who does ibadah so much, but do for show. He makes ibadah, 5 times namaz, read tahajjud namaz, read Quran, make zikr, everything, but for show. He wants people to praise me. Okay, mashallah, you know, he's a namazi, you know, mashallah, he went so many times for hajj. And he himself will say, I went 10 times for umrah, I went 10 times for hajj, but who want to know about it? They say that when you commit a sin, you do not want anyone to know about it. Your good deeds must be of the same kind too, that it must be thrown in the sea, that only one person must come to know about it, Allah Ta'ala. What's the reason for you to say, you know, my so much hajj and so much this, so much that? The reason of that is because you want to be known. You do not understand the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many people say, I'm reading tahajjud namaz. Why you read tahajjud namaz? Who's stopping you, boy? Read tahajjud namaz. Who's stopping you? But why is it known to others too? One person came to Hazrat Thani rahmatullah alayhi and gave him the musalla and told Hazrat, you know, I'm giving the musalla that you must make tahajjud namaz. He said, who's told you I'm making tahajjud namaz? In other words, they did not like anyone to know about this ibadat. This ibadat is something which Allah must know, no one else. It's like a hidden thing. You do not want anyone to know about. If Allah Ta'ala wants to expose you to something else, but you must not be happy to be exposed of this ibadat, because it's for Allah Ta'ala's sake. Just as you give charity, you don't want the left hand to know about it. Likewise, your ibadat must be of that kind too. That you do not want anyone to know about it. If Allah Ta'ala wants you to be known, is something else. But why are you supposed to do it? So that is one person got riya in him, got riya. Day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will be an alim in front. Come here. You did this to fail. What you did, I did. I sacrificed my life. I sacrificed my knowledge. I sacrificed. And he says, don't hold on. But for who you did it for? You wanted people to praise you. You wanted people to make shabash to you. Now go to the same people and ask for them reward. Just imagine he did so much hard work. And now he's been told now that I'm not going to get a Facebook turn to people. The same people every day is making tahajjud, namaz, zikr, taking so much sacrifice. But he did it for the sake of people praising him. Allah Ta'ala said, now go to the same people you're praising to them. Allah must save us all. We're not here to point the finger at anyone. We have to put ourselves right. We have to put ourselves right. Let us not look at next person. Each one of us to sit here and think that we must put our own faults right. We are people of this kind. We look at others, but we forget our own faults. We got our own faults. The reason is to let us put our right side. Likewise, a Zahid, you know, a person is a devoted person, devotion. But he wants self-praise. People must praise me. Hey, look at that person, mashallah. He's like this and like that, like that. So these kind of qualities we're not supposed to have in Allah Ta'ala. And a king, and he's got pride in him. King, the third, fourth, whatever, sixth, tenth, whatever I'm talking of. Now the king's turn came. Why must he have pride? For what he must have pride? Allah gave him the best of everything. Everyone's under him. The only one is above him is Allah. Then why must he have pride? And pride, another thing that a king must make zulm on anyone. For what he must make zulm? Oppress on one. Oppression to anyone he cannot do. Because everyone is below him and is above everyone. He must not be zulm at all. So for doing ibadat for show, doing hajj for show, all these things will not help us at all. We must learn to accept this thing that whatever Allah Ta'ala, we must do everything for the sake of Allah. No one else. A one motive must be. And again I'm mentioning, a person with a rich person, and he becomes a miser, and he holds back for his family and can give others. Allah must save that person. So with these few words, the nikah is going to take place. We perform the nikah. Allah must give barakat in the nikah too. And we are present here all. Allah Ta'ala must give us all the true muhabbat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam.